Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott takes first base on ball four. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Drott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of walls. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Neiman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jablonski out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockman covering, for the out. Drott moves to second. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drott moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Drott scores. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ramon Monzant now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.